sad, but you're not used to a lot. I mean, did he show you those signs of it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I know. I mean, growing up with it, you see it every season. So, I mean, there's some downsides to it, but there's also a lot of positives, too, that you can't get in any other profession. So you kind of take it for what it's worth. And, yeah, I mean, I feel that's, you know, really what I want to do. So
you're going to give the next level a shot, at least? If
you know, we'll see. Well, I'm not really worried about that right now. I'm just kind of worried about this game this week.
Sure.
And we'll see how it turns out, and we'll cross that bridge when it comes.
You're graduating in December?
Mm-hmm.
Next time.
Yep.
When you see a situation like that, and given your background, knowing that you've kind of gone through it, what do you tell Greg, or if anything at all, when you see that situation where his dad just suddenly loses his job?
Yeah, it's part of the business. It's very public. You know, not a lot of professions are like that. I've been through it, just, you know, like he's going through it right now. And you know, it's tough at times, but you just want to be a good teammate, a good friend to him,
mm-hmm.
and support him, and just tell him, you know, hey, I told him, you and I both know your dad's a great coach, great human being, works hard. Sometimes that's just part of the business, and you got to take the good with the bad, and just kind of take it for what it's worth.
Do you think sometimes the assistants get more of the blame than probably they should, like in situations like that where, hey, okay, they look at what's wrong, and then they see, okay, the coach and staff, and they don't just look at the head coach, they just start looking at everybody in general?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think every situation is different, mm-hmm. you know. So, and, you know, players are ultimately the people on the field making the plays. And so you can, I think it's a team game. It's the ultimate team game. And it's kind of unfair to single one guy out because it's obviously not one guy's fault. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you kind of got to look it over a little more overall team aspect. And, yeah, I don't think it's always fair to single coach out.
Looking at Saturday's game, I was just asking Micah, when you know you're going up against a team like Penn State that's not afraid to take gambles on fourth down, regardless mm-hmm. of where they are in the field, how does that change how you prepare for them defensively?
I don't think it changes, you know, much our game scheme or anything, but you got to be prepared for it. You can't relax, you know, after a third down, you start jogging off the field, okay, wait, they're going for it. So you got to keep it, it's more mentally being prepared for that situation and kind of studying what they do on those situations and try to be ready for it.
What stands out to you about Matt McGoin and just everything from how he looks from where he was a year ago when you faced him up to now?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I feel like he's more confident this year. Mm-hmm. The big thing. He's finishing his throws and he's throwing the ball downfield, and they're opening it up a little bit for him. And there's probably a bunch of things that go into that, but I really think his confidence and leadership is really what's shining right now. So.